There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is Best of the Nest, the podcast that's all about creating strong, comfortable, beautiful nests that prepare us to fly.
Marjorie, today I have bare skin. You guys can't see this, but I have not a stitch of makeup on my skin. And I feel like that's appropriate for today's conversation.
Absolutely. And guess what, Elizabeth? I have bare skin today, too, which is what I always have.
I know.
But I like looking at my skin more these days.
A little bit better. I'm so excited about today's conversation. And if you're a longtime listener of Best to the Nest, you know that I have mentioned Uli Haslacher and Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare many, many times. And just recently, Pour Moi came on board as a presenting sponsor of Best to the Nest, which we are so excited about, which means also that they offer you an exclusive discount code, which is definitely what we wanted to get for our nesters. But I really am thrilled to have Uli here today, Marjorie. And there's a few reasons. Number one, I'm beyond obsessed with the products that she has created. And it's really been a game changer for my skin. And I've realized, like, my text conversations with my girlfriends who are my age, skin is at the top of the list of what everybody's talking about. And so that's number one. But also, number two, I've gotten to know Uli so well over these past few years, and her story of really having this light bulb moment, having a passion for what she's doing, this entrepreneurial spirit, and just going after something is so inspiring to me. So we're going to talk all the things today, Marjorie. You get to chat with Uli Haslacher from Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare. Uli, hello.
Hello, I'm so excited to be in the nest.
We are so excited to have you here. And I have to say grateful. So I have been able to try the skincare line. And my mother had wonderful skin and took good care of her skin. And so Elizabeth knows this. We would talk about it all the time. My mom was 80, at 87. Her skin for an 87-year-old still looked wonderful. And I just wanted to model what she did, and she used to do like face exercises and things like that. But my skin, I really felt like was not doing its job. It was not holding up. Whatever I was using was not, I wasn't feeling good about it. I wasn't inspired to do it. And I think that's a big part of it is being inspired to take care of your skin. And so I've been using the products, and I am in graduate school. And so some of my classes are on Zoom. And the other graduate students are all between 23 and maybe 28. And so I have to look at myself a lot on Zoom. And it's so funny. Like yesterday I had a class and the classes are long. They're 90 minutes. So you have to look at yourself for a long time. I was like becoming kind of obsessed with myself and my skin. I was like, this looks really good and different. I'm okay. Like I'm hanging in there with the rest of the 20-year-olds, and I'm not trying to be too over the top about it, but I really have noticed a change. So I just want to personally say thank you, because it's really, when you have to look at yourself as much as I have to look at myself, it's nice to feel like, okay, I'm on a good path now. I'm on a good path. So I just wanted to get the thank yous out of the way.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. And you look fantastic, because I have the privilege to look at you and Elizabeth's bare skin, and you both have amazing good skin. So I'm so happy it works for you. But just that you know, we didn't really invent a new technology or new ingredients because, you know, we invented a new approach. Mm-hmm. And that was that really for skincare to work, the efficacy of a product depends on the climate you are in. Because once you apply it on the skin, it has to interact with the environment it is in. And that's the game changer, literally. It's kind of like, you know, I always said that to Elizabeth too. Remember that flip when they you know, with the high jump, they would jump from the front. And every year they would have like a half inch, you know, improvement. And that was going on for decades. And then the one person had an idea to turn around and flip from the back. And he had 2.5 feet in size different. And people were like, why are we jumping from the front for a couple hundred years when we should actually turn around and flip from the back? And that is kind of what Pormore is. It's the turning around and flipping from the back.
Yeah, it really is. That. It's so good. And it is what I have been so inspired about. And Uli knows this. And what really just resonates with me deep to my core is that the foundation of Pormore Climate Smart Skincare is that our bodies know what's best. Our bodies know what to do. And our bodies are constantly reacting and adapting to the environments that we put our body in, to the things that we expose our body to, both on the inside and what we consume on the outside, I mean, and then what we consume on the inside. And so that was such a game changer thought for me that I finally found something that felt like this makes sense in terms of we're utilizing all the science and the technology and the things that we know while at the same time and trusting that our bodies know exactly what to do and how can we best support that process. And so that to me fundamentally, philosophically was like, I'm aligned with this and it has made such a big difference. So Uli, I want to go back to that light bulb moment for you because you've told this story on Twin Cities Live too, but our nesters might not have heard it. When you kind of realized, wait a second, we're approaching this skincare situation the wrong way. Where did you start to think about that?
Well, it kind of is that skincare really didn't, it kind of looked like it peaked. And it doesn't matter what brand you bought and what, you know, price point you paid for it. It kind of gave you the same kind of results. There wasn't, you know, like that's why it's such a good comparison to the flip of the high jump. But it was minor differences if you pay $700 or if you pay $50, $60 for a cream or $9.99. And, you know, and most people really felt frustrated with their skincare after a period of time. So there has been, you know, being in the industry as an executive, I was dealing with the numbers, high returns, you know, very little loyalty, brand loyalty. You had much more brand loyalty when it came to, color cosmetics, perfume than you had actually in skincare. There was definitely an obvious problem that whatever technology we come up with and how we make things better, it doesn't really translate into better results. So something was missing. But really for me personally, I was moving from Europe and from an alpine climate into a desert climate. And my skin did not like it at all. So I had, I would say, good skin. But it turned from good to really bad. And I was working with the best dermatologist, like Dr. Harold Lancer, top dermatologist, if not the best in the country at that time. And, you know, I got a lot of help and advice and manufacture and tried everything and nothing works. And it got actually worse instead of better. And so drugs were not, you know, like I took every antibioticum and every cream that I got with subscription and then over the counter as well. And it didn't fix it. It made it worse. And then I started a little journal and put it down because I thought like that this is, you know, we fly to the moon. How can we not? We are, you know, astronauts are playing golf on the moon. How can we not figure out to have clear skin? It made no sense to me at the core. So I made a little journal, and looking at the journal and trying to read my data, I started to see a pattern. The same issues disappeared or came back when I was in different location. And at that time, you know, I worked with Olivia Newton-John for 20 years. We were literally traveling all over the world. I was in a humid climate, in a dry climate, a hot climate, in a cold climate. So it really, you know, once I realized that there was a geographic pattern to it, it was kind of clear that it's the climate I'm in. And that goes back to my dad as a little girl. We traveled all over the world with my dad as a family because he was introducing powder coating, which was a new technology of paint, you know, that you could coat a, you know, a surface and it, like outside furniture, fences, and they would not be broken down by the environment anymore. It was a much more durable coating. And so I learned as a little child already, you know, the surface needs to be climate resilient, and different climates need different solutions to make it resilient. So that's why my dad, you know, planted that seed in me and made me participating in his job, in his excitement, like you do, Elizabeth, with your children. You know, you do such great work for them of how they're going to approach things in their life by including them on every stage in your life of what you are doing. So my dad did that too. And so as an adult, I put one and one together literally with this. And then I validated the idea with clinical research, and oh my God, did I find all this clinical research? And I could not believe that the industry was ignoring this. This was already a proven fact that the outer layer of the skin needed to be completely differently treated in a cold environment than in a dry environment than in a hot environment. So it became obvious why we haven't gotten these results that we should have gotten with all the technology and ingredients and delivery systems and, you know, raw materials that we have been made in the last 20 years. And that's how it all came together.
When the data started coming back that supported sort of your thesis, how excited were you? That must have been such an amazing...
I could not get over that literally millions of people, when you look worldwide, have been enrolled in these clinical studies because of skin cancer becoming the number one self-diagnosed disease in people overall, men and female. You know, there was much more focus in the last 30 years of what breaks our barrier down. So for the very first time, the surface was... researched. We've always researched, and I can show this to you actually, Marjorie, we always research the inside of the skin, and you can see there's blood and there's, you know, water and everything else. Right. But the outer layer where skincare lives, as you can see, there's nothing. This shield, it wasn't really researched until the last 30 years. And that's when we realized it's biochemically alive. Even these are dead skin cells. The natural moisturizing factor and the lipids, they are biochemically alive and they are changing.
Oh, isn't it amazing?
It is. It's fantastic.
I know. It's so good. Okay. So then this is the thing though, Uli, because a lot of people will, you know, a lot of people have great ideas, and I know you came up with this and you're going, okay, I can't believe no one in the skincare industry is doing this. Now you know why, because it's complicated when you have to create a different cream for every single climate. Turns out on Earth, there's quite a few climates.
Yes.
And so you've got a lot of different products to create. But I want to know then about building this from the ground up. And this isn't something that you and I have talked that much about. I mean, you know, you always tell me how many years of research went into this. I mean, it was a long time before the products were even launched. But how do you go about then saying, all right, well, I know the climate is impacting people's skin. I know this is how we need to do skincare, but what does that mean in terms of figuring out then what those products look like? Because that's a whole different situation.
A complete different situation. And as a founder, you would not be able to do it. You need a experienced laboratory that will come in as a partner. Mm-hmm. As you're right, it's proven now that this was very, very complicated and really putting upside down what we know about skincare and how to apply it. So I visited a couple of the top laboratories in the world, and because I had all the research with me, I had, you know, literally, you know, put together a presentation to find that partner who was willing to invest, because it's going to take millions of dollars to do this. This is not your normal indie beauty brand where, you know, you have an existing formula and now it's about what kind of packaging, what kind of message do you want to send? But the formula is pretty much the same in all the different products. There's maybe like a little hero ingredient that is put in that has absolutely nothing to do with the results, but it helps with the marketing story. So ours had to be done from scratch. And so it had to be, you know, a team, and the team had to be including a true pharmacist. You know, we tested over 3,000 raw materials. That's, you know, you had to have a pharmacy that you had to have a laboratory that actually is approved to really have 3,000 active ingredients and raw materials that can be all going through this different process. They needed a climate chamber to be able, you know, in early development, to be able to see how these formulas do react to temperature and humidity, the efficacy to it, what needed to be changed in the formula to, you know, keep efficacy. Then they have to be developed as a system. So you have to think of them like Lego pieces. So you can stick them together and exchange them and build, because otherwise, you know, even everybody gives you now the advice to change your skincare with the different seasons. The truth is you cannot just exchange skincare products and expect the long-term benefits to stay intact, because delivery systems and ingredients are so different. I think there's about 10,000 different vitamin C's out there with different, you know, so when you get that raw material, it has a different way of how it needs to be formulated in. So when you get a cream that has a different kind of vitamin C, just thinking by switching that vitamin C with a lighter formula will not give you that, you know, you lose everything that you have built up with that ingredient initially. So it has to be you know, formulated as a system so products can be interchanged and rotated. So it needed a real, you know, laboratory that has experience in innovation, that has the highest scientific standard, that has a regulatory team. So Strand, who we are having a partnership with, which we founded together, the Pour More Institute at Strand, they have 12 people in regulatory affairs team. And so they know, because it's all at the end of the day, you have to apply to FDA, you have to apply to the EU standard, because we are manufactured in Europe. So it has to meet all European standards. You know, so it cannot be just developed whatever you want to. It has to be developed within what is safe and what is, you know, meeting all the requirements. It had to be done by a leader in the industry.
Isn't it
and
amazing?
Then from there on, we had to take it out. And now came the part of Pour More Skincare. Once it was done, and of course, we had a lot of feedback and, you know, trying, we had to put together a pilot group in the United States. And we initially had 1,200 people. And then tested it in real life, because laboratory is one thing. It's a controlled environment. The claim is that it works in an uncontrolled environment. It works in Minnesota.
Right.
It works in Florida in an uncontrolled environment. So it needed real feedback from, you know, actually from real people. And so first we had 1,200, and then the larger study had 10,000 people. So, and that then gave the confidence that this is really, truly a new skincare. And then we got awarded 10 patents and we won Time Magazine Invention of the Year, because it's a real new skincare.
What year did this entrepreneurial journey start? What year was this?
2012.
2012. And then you launched the product in 2020. Right?
Do you
sleep? 2020.
Yeah. Do you sleep?
Yes, I do.
You have to.
It's a lot to, like everything, if you know ahead of time what it all takes, you might change your mind. But once you are in, you just, you know, there's only the way forward, can't turn back.
I love that.
Fascinating, because then you get to the point where you have the actual products. And this, you know, this was, I can imagine that your hands were really a guiding light for you too, because Uli's hands are the money shot. All right. Uli, I guarantee you, she shows them to people at every flight she's sitting on. Somebody next to her is seeing her hands, because it's so shocking. When my husband, Jay, saw Uli's hands for the first time in person, his mouth dropped open almost to the floor at the restaurant, because they are unbelievable. So tell everybody the story of what you've done with your hands, because then you've got like this tangible reminder everywhere you go of the difference that these products make.
Yes. When we applied for the US patent, and I want to point out, we have 3 US patents with more patents coming through, and then 7 international patents already in Japan and Korea, in all the big market, Canada, where it's normally really very difficult to get patents. So when we applied for the patent, we were waiting of what kind of research we need to submit to the patent office, that the skin is actually changing in different climates, that we have to show for the claim to rotate in different climates, because we patented the method. So you do have to have creams to support the method. But first of all, you have to prove that the method is a better way to solve a problem. So like as an example, you wouldn't be able to, and it has to be a real idea. You cannot patent gardening on the moon, you know, as an example. So for a method, for a method, it has to be like real. There has to be a real problem, and there has to be a real way to execute it. And so it's a problematic way of doing system method patents are not easy. So we were waiting to see what the US government will come back, or the patent office with it. And to our surprise, it came back that we had not to submit anything. Actually, I should not have been surprised, because it's overwhelmingly proven that the outer layer of the skin are changing, and that already in pharmaceutical, in medicine, you compound medication differently to have the delivery system go where it needs to go. So if you, you know, and they put as an example, the US military out for it. So the station, the US base in the Middle East, gets different compound for the same skin issues that soldiers have. They compound it differently to be efficient and effective, mm-hmm. the formula in the Middle East, than they do in the base in South Korea, where they have high humidity, and the base in Alaska, where they are in very, very cold environment. And so based on that huge feedback also from US military, beside all the clinical studies that are out, they are saying, let's discuss your method, because the problem is proven, you know. So that's
amazing.
That's definitely, you don't have to prove the problem, which is the hardest part, to prove the problem, you know. because you don't have control over the problem. You have control over your solution, but not right. about the problem. So right. and that was the beginning. And so through this process of showing the patent, I actually applied the cream on one hand and not on the other one. And we kept on doing the photos. So this idea of demonstrating that it works different in a real environment, because for a real environment, you can submit lab tests, because it's a control environment. And skincare has only have lab testing, controlled environments, and then everything else is consumer feedback, you know, when you get the consumer studies. So we had to do consumer studies. And at that point, we were still in the patent phase, and we didn't really go out yet. So I asked if that would be enough. And they said, yes, if you can show a difference. And, you know, I had to sign that no laser was used. You know, you have to swear and do all of that, you know, like when you testify in court. And so that's how the hands came apart. And now it's the biggest selling tool that, you know, who would have known that? So it was never planned as a marketing tool. It was part of the patent process that these formulas and then rotating the day cream actually give you better results. So we have revolutionized results. That's really what Pour More has done.
Is your father still with us? Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Is he just so proud of you?
He is. He is so proud of me. He really is.
This just must, to know that he in some way contributed to this amazing discovery, that just must bring him, I'm so glad he's here to see it. That's just wonderful.
He is. And he's also my first investor. He was my number one investor in the company, my dad and my husband. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's amazing. Wonderful. And you know what? I want to mention to listeners, because you guys can't see Uli and you can't see her hands, but we're going to put in the show notes a link directly to that photo so that you can see it, because you're going to want to see it. If you haven't seen it before, it's really quite incredible. And then of course, you know, you can go to Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare and you can use the code BEST for an extra 20% off. That is what Uli is offering our nesters since she came on board supporting the podcast and really wanting to be part of the show and sharing that with you. And then for years, I've been saying to Marjorie, we have to get Uli on the show. Like, I've been like, we have to get her on the podcast because I adore you personally. And that's been such a beautiful thing too. Not only have you created these amazing products, but I have just built this beautiful friendship with you that I value so much. And I've seen you, you know, go through and just one foot in front of the other nonstop. And Uli is a grandmother. She's a mother. She's got all these things going on. And I do want to know too, for our nesters, about the challenges. I mean, what keeps you going when it's hard? I mean, you decided to launch in 2020 and you had to completely change your launch plan because of the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Managing people and products and all of the things that come along with just that you need the plastic bottles and then you want to make the bottles better. You're constantly evolving and working on this. But what's at the core of keeping you going when things are hard, Uli?
Well, that it's not just for me. It's for so many people that trusted me and put their trust in me from starting from this laboratory partnership. They made a huge, very unusual, big investment in an idea. And they stuck with, you know, we are still today with Strand. Every product comes out. It took years of development. It was a much, much bigger project for what they signed up for. But they trusted me to bring it through the finish line. And, you know, and so you have, you know, I have my family invested in this business. I have our employees that could be going somewhere else. And they trusted me. I have you, Elizabeth, who put yourself out for me the last 3 years, telling everybody about it. So I do it for all of us. I think that's what keeps you going. I think once you take yourself a little bit out or behind and see what impact it and it will, you know, like if we get it through the finishing line, it will have such a good impact for everybody. You just it's never easy, and you have to find strengths and you have to focus on, as you were saying, what can I accomplish today? Because if you look at what you do accomplish the week and the months and the year, you maybe never even be able to get out of bed, you know? So you have to just, and I see that you do the same, Elizabeth, and that's why you and I are like the masters of the 11th minute, because we get so much done. As we are not building this overwhelming schedule weeks and weeks ahead, and we are going one day by day by day. I mean, some things you have to plan, it's just how it is. But we are not over planner. So you have to get this balance of what you can do every day and then reward yourself. have something like, you know, get yourself some pour more, get yourself, you know, an ice cream, you know, do self-care. I believe totally that self-care and allowing yourself some good things in your life. As you said, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother. I mean, I have a million different roles to have to play. And in between, I just go to the movies by myself with my husband. Even, you know, I think like, oh, I should just go and do this and this and this and this. But then I feel like it should be me time. So you have to do your me time too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you talk about reward yourself. And I think this idea of skincare and taking care of your skin as a reward is something that I would like women to think about. I mean, I think sometimes you think, oh, I couldn't possibly spend this amount of money on my skin. But as we get older, it really is a gift to take care of your skin, to feel good about yourself, especially now. I mean, 2020 changed everything. When I used to sit in a meeting, I'd be meeting with my staff or with other producers or whatever, we'd be facing each other. I wasn't looking at myself during that meeting. And I think as we grow older, it's really important that you feel really confident and good and that you're still in the game and that you deserve to be there. And part of that is feeling good about the way that you look. I mean, I've never been hung up on age. The fact that I'm approaching 60 doesn't bother me in the least. I mean, I had someone ask me, like, wasn't it weird for you to go back to school? And I thought, well, why? There's more for me to learn. I mean, there's just, of course I'll go back to school. That doesn't intimidate me. But saying that, I want to feel vibrant and good. And I'm not trying to be young, but I want to be the best version of myself that I can be, somebody who looks healthy and somebody who looks like they care for themselves. And I think for me, this idea of skincare as a reward is a big deal. Women work hard, and to take care of the outer layer of your skin is not a luxury. I think as we get older, it's a necessity. And so I think that that idea of rewarding yourself and feeling confident and feeling good about where you are, a lot of it, at least for me, does start with feeling good about my face, you know, because mm-hmm. I have to look at it all the time. I mean, it was never that way before 2020. If I looked at a mirror, I mean, I really never looked in mirrors much, but now you just can't avoid it. So it's fun to feel better about what I'm looking at. So
this is why it's such a good balance, Marjorie, because as a person who has an on-air television job, I think about my face excessively and it's very annoying.
It's kind of exhausting.
It is exhausting. But I've had to balance that too, Uli. A lot of it, I mean, you guys all know, and Nestors aren't surprised by this, that the idea, just based on what aligns with my values of like pumping my face full of Botox and getting 1,000 lasers and all these things, it just doesn't sit that well with me. And and there's no judgment on people that works for, because I think for sure you do you. But I also have been like, you know, that's not really the route that I would like to go. I want my skin to look great, but I still want to look like me.
You.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the thing, Uli.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, yeah. And the industry is coming out with amazing new products, because the problem of Botox and injection has been that it changes how we look. And even the highest actresses, you know, kind of started to regret it. They couldn't dissolve them in their face. You know, then they looked in the mirror. And as you said, if your face is your job, then you get obsessed with it. And then you see that you see that it doesn't look normal anymore. So you're trying to fix it. So it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So that approach of the fillers and Botox is now changing, and they have so many, you know, like there's going to come something, such amazing new things out. So the truth is, the future is beautiful. And the future is that we all will look very youthful our whole entire life. So finally, they are fixing it, that we can fly to the moon and we can use young. Because we feel young our whole life. We just get more experience, but we never really change. Even if you are, you know, my grandma was 90 years old and she told me she was still feeling like she was 19, 20, more experience, but she never really felt differently. So we are catching up with this. But one thing you always need, it's kind of like eating, is to keep that outer layer flexible, smooth, and clean up all the brown spots and things like that.
So the only things I do for my skin are Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare every day. And then I get cosmetic acupuncture, and I love cosmetic acupuncture, and Senya puts needles all over my face. And then it, you know, boosts the collagen and does all the things. And it feels like, well, it feels not that great. Like sometimes I swear when she puts a couple of needles in them, I'm like, son of a bee. But after, I feel like really glowy, and I like that. And that's, I mean, that's it. Those are the two things.
I don't like the Botox look either, when you have like no lines and it kind of looks even weird, the forehead. I feel like everybody who has Botox kind of gets this weird forehead that looks like it's not alive, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a weird look. And that's why, it doesn't really, it takes a lot away when you have personality, which you have. Elizabeth, seeing you, you're such a beautiful person, but then you have that inner glow, that real beauty about yourself. And if you would use any of that, it would disappear. That's the problem, really. You know, magnetic people like you, where everybody's drawn to, if you use these things in your face, you will lose it, and you figure that out very quickly. Lots of people, first of all, not a lot of people have it, but some people didn't figure it out right away. And then instead of stopping it, because that's what you did, because that's the smart thing, they did more of it to fix it. And then they ended up with, you know, where they couldn't dissolve it anymore. And you have some real famous people that were once, you know, very beautiful, and, you know, you were drawn in, and now their faces are really like, oh my God, you know, it's terrible.
I love what you said, Uli, about Elizabeth's inner glow and her inner energy and her spirit. And I never really thought about when you change your face, when you freeze your face, or you, that you really are diminishing what's inside of you. I kind of believe that. I think that that's a really sort of soulful way to look at it.
I do too. I love that perspective. Boy, you girls are nice. That's very nice. I appreciate
it's
it.
Nice. It's a good Friday.
I know. It's so nice. I'm like so loving this conversation. I do want to make sure that we talk about this though, before we have to go, about the process of using the skincare line, because what's interesting about it is when you get it, and I know a lot of nesters have been using it because you've been getting that code best. People are using it, Uli. So all of our wonderful nesters are getting in on the Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare game. But so it's a three-step system, but you get four products. So sometimes that gets a little confusing for people. And I feel DMs and texts all the time from people who are like, wait, I don't get it. Do I need all the products? So I think if we quickly just go through the layers, you start with always cleansed skin. People ask me all the time if Pour Moi sells a cleanser. You don't. When you do, I'll be the first one to purchase it. So that'll be great. But you use whatever cleanser you like. For me, I always do an oil cleanser to get the makeup off. And then I do a gel cleanser to get everything else off, because I wear lots of makeup for TV. And not a lot. Actually, way less now than I did even in my 20s, which is sort of funny. But I do that. And then I start my Pour Moi system. So Uli, like, let's just break it down step by step.
Well, step number one is the hydrating balancer. It's our quenching hydrating balancer, and it adds into the skin a blanket of hydration and the first layer of anti-aging ingredients. And this immediately softens your skin, hydrates your skin. And so this is the prep step as well, because it helps the serum and also some of the encapsulated ingredients in the day cream to go exactly in the skin where it should go. So the second layer, so you apply the hydrating balancer, and it's a liquid moisturizer. So you just need very, very little. So you swipe it over your face. You can put a little bit in your hands, or you put it into on a pad. And that's step one. Step number two is the serum. It's our drenching serum. And it's depending if it's arid conditions, mild conditions, or humid condition. You apply it very, very little, and you pat it into the skin all the time. Pat, you know, even the hydrating balance, you always want to do a little patting. And then to lock it all in, you use the day cream of the day. That's why it's called a day cream. And because this is really the, it's going to shield you now from the environment you are in, or it's going to make that environment work in a unique way. If your humidity, it helps you to draw in more water molecules into your skin, as well as shield you from oxidation, because oxidation is really what breaks everything down. That depends on your daily weather. So we have the cream finder on top. You just scan it with your camera and it will tell you in seconds, today is a polar day cream day, or it's a temperate day cream day. It gives you also the temperature for the, you know, the average temperature that you will have during that day. So we just had a very good testimonial from a TCLer, actually. She said she was scanning the QR code and it said polar day cream, and she felt like it was mild conditions outside. So she was questioning it a little bit, but she followed it because she's new to the program. And about 2 hours later, she was walking her dog and the weather changed. and she said she could actually feel the comfort in her skin, because any kind of skincare that she used before, she always felt like when the weather changed, that it was uncomfortable. You know, she felt like, oh my God, it's so harsh, the air, it's cool and harsh, but not with the polar day cream. So she said, oh my God. And I was telling her by writing back to the testimonial, we are not just pulling the weather data of that second when you try to get the cream. We are taking the whole day into account, because your moisturization, hydration, and shield should work the entire day. And then there's an algorithm that will then determine what the day cream is. So trust the cream finder.
Always trust the cream finder. We should make t-shirts that say that. Trust the cream finder. And, you know, I like to guess. This is like my favorite game, is I like to guess what it's going to be. And then I scan it. And then I like give myself a little cheer if I'm right. So that's how simple the system is. And what's cool about it is if you break it down like that, it makes sense. That's why there's four products in the, if you buy like the kit, if you do the subscription, which is a really great way to go, then you get four products, because it includes two day creams, because generally in any season, you're going to switch between two, and then, you know, depending on the day, and then the hydrating balancer and the serum, you switch out seasonally. The day cream, you switch out daily. And then at night, you just do the same process, as the Canadians say, but you use a night cream instead of a day cream. So it really, like, Marjorie, because you're kind of new to it, has it been simple? Like, once you got the hang of it, you were like, oh, now I get it's intuitive. It takes seconds.
Yeah, it takes seconds. And I actually like the four step, or, you know, it's a three step process, really. It's the, you know, the hydrator, and then the serum, and then the cream. So it's really three. You're just choosing between the two creams, or the cream finder is choosing for you. So it's really what I like. I like that. I like not having to put together my own system of what I'm going to use. And so it just, I have it on my vanity, and it's the same every morning. And it's funny, I had to travel last week. So I was in Kansas City for a couple of days. And normally I wouldn't think that much about, like, I would just throw some products in a bag and go. I wouldn't think that much about it. All of them went with me. Like, I couldn't bear to leave them at home because my skin, idea of my skin feeling so soft, I feel a difference. It feels soft in the morning. It feels, and so it was just so funny, because it's such a change of my behavior of, like, no, these are going with me. They're going with me. And so I know that it's the ritual of it I actually enjoy. And this, again, yeah. goes back to, and we talk a lot about this on Best of the Nest, it goes back to self-care. What are the things that make yeah. you feel good? Mm-hmm. What are the things that make you look good? And what's funny about this is because I've been taking such good care of my skin, I'm also drinking more water because I feel like, okay, I need to up my game on water because if I'm going to do all of this, I should do all of that. And so it just feeds on itself. And so that's what I love about it. It's been wonderful.
It's so good. Uli, next time we have you here, because we promised we'd be done at a certain time. And of course, we're 10 minutes over because, you know, per usual, guys, I don't know what to tell you. It's our podcast. We can do whatever we want. It's so liberating with no producers in my ear telling me to rap.
I know.
Feel the freedom. The power is like overwhelming.
We're doing this, Elizabeth.
The rapping motion. Oh, my gosh. It like makes me twitch, Marjorie.
I know.
Next time we have you here, then I want to really dig into the, you know, the masks and exfoliating and the weatherproof drops, because those things also kind of take it next level. But for today, I really wanted to just give everybody that basic idea of where did this come from? What is driving Uli? And then how can you get started on this system? Because you've been hearing us talking about using that code BEST. PourMoiSkincare.com is where you go. So it's PourMoi skincare.com. When you use the code BEST, you get an extra 20% off. And we talked about this when we did our gift guide episode. The holiday gift store is so good. The kits are so good. And I'm getting so many messages from people who are like, oh, I ordered two. Oh, I ordered the kit because now I'm set and I'm stocked. And I'm ready to go. And, you know, you don't have to rely on somebody else to buy it for you for a gift this holiday season. But if you want to grab one for you and your best friend or you and your mom or whoever, I can't wait to hear from all the nesters about how much they're loving this product. And Uli, we want to personally thank you for the support of the podcast, because, you know,
yes.
this podcast is such a passion project of both Marjorie and myself. And we get to talk about things that we feel are so important. And we get to connect with our listeners in a way that I don't personally get to do on any other project that I have. So we want to thank you for that too, Uli.
Thank you so much for having me. And Elizabeth, as I said, you support us so much. We support everything you do because, you know, in life, it's always a two-way street. And yeah. so this is a win-win for us as we are getting all these wonderful new customers that we love. And then, you know, be able to support you is also wonderful. So thank you. Thank you for having me. And then having a new friend with Margie, you know, that's wonderful too.
I have loved meeting you, and your story should be inspiring, and it is inspiring.
All right, Uli, thank you. We love you, and trust the cream finder, everybody. Put that on your coffee mug.
I'm going to make a t-shirt for us.
That's right.
I love it. I'll wear it. If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a review at Apple Podcasts. We love those.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest. We are the podcast that brings you home.